Here's the translated text in English. Oil prices hold gains amid geopolitical tensions. Supply concerns. Oil field service company Baker Hughes posts 11-cent rise in adjusted quarterly profit. Oil holds on to gains as Iran keeps investors on G. Power plant outages surge in eastern U.S. amid restricted gas supplies and frigid weather. Here's everything you need to know about the copper market. Frigid weather stresses U.S. electric grid. U.S. energy sector braces for winter storm screwed and natural gas output fall. U.S. has taken oil from seized Venezuelan tankers. Trump tells NY Post, Goldman lifts 2026 Dutch TTF forecast as cold weather tightens balances. Basic Fit confirms 2025 outlook, projects revenue growth for 2026 analysis. Key French broadcaster seeks media law revamp to join Europe's M&A party. Sources say 7 UK industrial stocks Jefferies prefers despite weak PMI backdrop. Ryanair upgrades fare growth forecast on strong early 2026 bookings. Exclusive, LVMH investors demand clarity on Bernard Arnault's succession plan. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.68%. Asia stocks mixed ahead of Fed meeting. Nikkei slumps amid yen spike. More than 847,000 U.S. customers without power as winter storm freezes much of the U.S. Samsung to start HBM4 deliveries to NVIDIA next month, reports show. 5 takeaways from Davos 2026. U.S. consumer sentiment surges, beating expectations and boosting dollar. Manufacturing PMI holds steady, aligns with forecasts. Steady services PMI holds ground at 52.5, fails to meet expectations. U.S.-Indonesian trade deal could boost trade fourfold, Cotton Chair says. Foreign direct investment in China slides 9.5% in 2025. U.K. businesses report post-budget bounce. U.K. private sector activity hits 21-month high in January. Eurozone output growth continues in January as business confidence rises. Yen rallies to over 2-month high as markets on alert for intervention. Gold has more room to run as geopolitics, central bank buying fuel gains, analysts say. Morning bid, yen's wild ride has markets nervous. Japan's ex-finance minister notices limited success to yen intervention. Japan says in close coordination with U.S. on Forex as yen intervention risks mount. Gold surpasses $5,000, yen strengthens on intervention fear. U.K. labor market cools further, online jobs data shows. Singapore expected to keep monetary policy unchanged as growth outperforms Binance considers U.S. stock tokens. The information. Binance's CZ says he has no business ties with Trump family. Bitcoin price today slips below 89K. Weekly losses due amid weak crypto appetite. UBS plans crypto investing for private banking clients, Bloomberg. Lista DAO closes 2025 with strong growth and major product milestones. TokenFi unveils high visibility branding campaign across Italy ahead of 2026 Winter Olympics. BTCC exchange nears 15-year mark with plans for AI trading tools and expanded RWA offerings in 2026. Bitcoin price today slips below 90K again as Greenland de-escalation rally fades. Exclusive. Trump-backed World Liberty partners with satellite startup Spacecoin. Sampo continues share buyback program with 3.5 million purchase start trader announced as official partner of the Porsche Carrera Cup Middle East FDA grants priority review for Eisai's Alzheimer's treatment auto-injector Vivani. Medical prices 4.5 million stock offering at 1.48 per share. FDA grants priority review to Leqembi Iqlik subcutaneous injector. FDA accepts Eisai's auto-injector for Alzheimer's treatment under priority review. Vanguard's international asset shit 1 trillion milestone report SBFC Finance Q3 FY26 slides. AUM crosses 10,000 crore, PAT jumps 34%. Cathie Wood's ARK makes major stock moves with Broadcom and Coinbase New Tech. One completes exchange offer for 5.52% notes due 2026.